Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole, Doctor of Truth. We're glad to have you and you wherever you might be. This is the Commodores in the background that Jesus is love. That's what we discuss in the day. God loved his people so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we thank you, O God, for being here again. We thank you, Lord, for our listeners, wherever they might be. In the name of Jesus, stretch your hand of deliverance, bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we ask you to bless this program and let it be an uplifting to those that are in need of healing, those that are in need of salvation, that are distressed, those that are having problems. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are a problem solver. God, all things are in your hand. And we thank you for your Son Jesus. Oh God, the gift that you've given to the world. And we glorify him. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again, wherever you might be. This is the Doctrine of Truth broadcast. Amen. And we are here, amen, according to Proverbs 27 and 17, that iron sharpens an iron. We're always reaching out from the grassroots level, amen, to all listeners, wherever they might be, to your experience, amen, in life, that you can share with one another, that we can help encourage one another and strengthen one another. Amen. That's what the Doctrine of Truth is all about. Amen. We didn't come to, amen, giving you education to get a doctorate, a BB degree, a associate degree, amen, certificate, amen. But we come in to help strengthen you. Amen. That's what we're about. That's what we're about. Strengthen each and every one. Amen. Christ came that we might have life. And amen. The Bible says he came that we might have life. We might have it more abundantly. And that's what we're really reaching for in this discussion. Amen. Abundant life. But we have to define, amen, the gift of God. Amen. Reading from the book of John, John's gospel, amen. And John the Beloved, he came and he, one of the apostles, amen. And this book is strictly written, the book of God, gospel according to John. The story, the gospel, is the truth about Jesus Christ, amen. Matthew's gave you the, amen, the point of view, amen, of teaching, amen. Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John. John brought the point of view of building your faith that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. And that's the argument in the time with those who fight against the reality, amen, that the Bible is not true. Fight against the reality that God, amen, does not exist. But if they fight against the Bible give us true stories. Amen. And you can today, you can take the climate changing, you can take the wars and rumors of war Jesus was teaching in Matthew's, amen, about the end time. Amen. About the closing of the world when he may return for his people. Amen. And here, amen, those that don't, amen, say the Bible is wrong and it was written in olden days. King James had the Bible written, amen, in English at a fifth grade level. Amen. About 6,000 words. Amen. The average person can start reading King James. You learn 6,000 words. Amen. And you can get it to common people. And that's what King James wanted. And God was in the direction, amen, moving on the men and women of God. Amen. Because God is the Word. He is the Word. And we find, amen, in John's gospel, and he began to say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. All things was made by him. And you sit around and you have to digest that. Amen. All things was made by him. And without him, and without the Word, it was not anything made that was made. Amen. Go back to the book of Genesis. Amen. God spoke. Genesis 1:1. Because the Bible says that God spoke and the Word moved. So the more Word of God that you get into you, the more God you get into you. The more, amen, the Spirit of God did you get into you. Because they're all in one. Amen. They're all in one. So in this discussion, we are looking to clarify, amen, from a grassroots level, amen, like I say, when the tie meet the rubber of the road, you know, whatever expression you want to bring, that we're trying to break it down. The deal helped. The listeners helped. And we thank God for all our listeners. Amen. Those that can follow up this broadcast, you can go to, amen, our website, and you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you can look up Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole will come up. Amen. Also, you'll find us. Amen. On Facebook, we have products there for you that we do on Sundays, worship. Amen. Along with other ministers of the ministry. Amen. And you can be there as well. Amen. It's all here for the upbuilding of your faith, upbuilding your spiritual walk with God. amen, to increase, amen, your belief in Christ. Amen. Proverbs, amen, 24:6 said, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In the multitudes of counselors, there is safety. And that's where we are. Amen. When we come together on our Doctrine of Truth, all of us that come together in the studio, amen, those that come in for the first time, we do not call out your name. We don't give you a name. Amen. You don't have to give your name. We just put in your area code and your last four digits. Amen. You listen for that. And if you want to say something, amen, when we say we're in the studio, amen, when we give the announcement, now we're going to the studio, amen, you can just press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in, amen, and you can begin speaking. You may have a scripture, a song, or, amen, a vision, a dream pertaining to the subject. Sometime, some people have discussions they want to go through, but we try to stay away from personal discussion. But we do try to get it broadcast towards material that you normally don't have time during your run, do your worship services, amen, that it be get a chance to go through all your Bible studies. Amen. John 3:16, you find, amen, and they were discussing, amen, the record, the gospel according to John, amen, the history behind it, and the Bible. Search out your Bible. That's number one. Amen. King James Bible. Amen. I can put a record on that because, amen, it's not hard reading. Amen. It's clarified down to the fifth grade level. God's word does not change. It does not change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. It gives you, amen, the truth. Amen. It gives you a word that can be understood. Now, in this book, yes, you can understand reading King James Bible by David Daniel. Yes, you can understand the Bible, King James Bible by David Daniel. Amen. He was saying, amen, I can quote him in his book. He was saying that when writing the King James Bible, amen, I was able to identify up to 600 words that are not familiar with the fifth grader. But when the fifth grader has already learned 8,000 plus words, learning a few hundred more is a piece of cake. The King James Bible has 8,000 root words in it. It helps you, in other words, what he was trying to say, amen. It said in his book, to be good, you can get his book, amen. Yes, you can read the King James Bible by David Daniels, amen. And he, you can get his book, and it began to go through and break down all type of Bibles, amen. And when you get into the Bible reading and studying, amen, you want to make sure that your faith is being built. You want to make sure. So the book of John is one reading, amen, would definitely help you, amen. And it also helps anyone. It builds your faith. It builds your vocabulary in English, amen. Our young people going to school, amen, and coming out of school, even those that have been wrestling and had to fall out of school and could not be able to attend classes because of some reason, amen. The King James Bible will help you. Today they have so many different, they have cassette tapes, CD players with the Bible, reading of the Bible. You can go along in your car in the afternoon. or at night, amen, he'll spill your face, amen, because hearing, faith come by hearing, hearing. You can sit down sometime and read to yourself, amen, and listen to the words, amen, by hearing, amen. Notice when Paul was telling Timothy, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, amen, and the 16th verse, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, correction, for the instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. All scriptures, amen, was given by the inspiration of God. And Jesus himself, amen, explained in the book of St. Luke, amen, that he came in the scriptures that was written. The Bible consists of scriptures. Amen. That's what makes up the Bible. Amen. Scriptures what make up the Bible. Jesus said in himself in the book of Luke, the last chapter in the book of Luke, amen, in the 24th chapter, amen, when he had met the disciples on the road, amen, he began to talk with them. Amen. He took bread and began to talk with them. And St. Luke 24, amen, and 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you. All things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then open he their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Amen. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So Jesus came in the scriptures, starting from the Old Testament all the way up to the New Testament. Everything was prophesied by him. Amen. Everything that was in the law, amen, of Moses, amen, all the prophets, and in the Psalms, amen, that was prophesied, it was written about him. That's what he came for. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, amen, he was walking. He was the gospel walking. He was a story about God was walking. So John 3:16, amen, we are discussing, amen, the gift of God. God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus is a gift from God. God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. He gave Jesus to the world. He gave Jesus to the world. Only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Jesus gave. Amen. God gave Jesus to the world. God gave Jesus to the world. Amen. It might be saying that, well, I know about John 3:16. But John 3:16, God came that the church, amen, the church Jesus set up, amen, brought life. It's about life. The church number one job is talking about life, about eternal life, life after you leave here. Amen. And notice what Jesus said in St. John, amen, the 4th chapter. In the 10th verse, he was talking to the lady at the well, and he said, and Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knew the gift of God, who is that said unto thee, give me the drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Amen. Are we asking the right questions to God? Are we asking, amen, the right thing when we go out? We want to make sure. Amen. And you should make sure, and all of us should make sure, that question of eternal life has been clarified in your soul, your spirit, that you have life with God, that you have life with his Son, Jesus Christ, that you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, And that question should not be debated anymore. Amen. Once you accepted him and you have gotten all the information you can to fortify, amen, and to put it in stone in your heart, in your mind, amen, that you know that God loves you. You know, amen, that he's in your spirit. He's in your heart. Amen. That these days and time cannot buffer you, discourage you about God's life in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That's 1 John the 4th chapter. Amen. So he came, Jesus, God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus. Amen. God sent God so loved the world. Amen. That God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. So God, amen, sent Jesus that you may have life. Number one, you can have life. And now, after you have received life in Christ, then this is what Jesus was saying to the woman at the well. Amen. He knew all about her. He knew all about her background, her life, her lifestyle. But she didn't ask him the right question. Amen. And Jesus had to let her know who he was. Amen. He let her know who he was. Amen. He knew about her living. Amen. How her association, how the things that she was doing was wrong against God's commandments. Against God's commandment, it was wrong. Amen. And Jesus said, well, if you'd have known who I was, amen, you would have asked me to give you the living water. Amen. If you'd have known, the question now with these occult groups, amen, and Jesus explained that in the book of Matthew. He said in the last day, there'll be many, many false teachers. There's going to be many false preachers and liars that's going to come up on the land. Amen. And they're going to be the same things, the other word, that God has left out. And he's not really helping you. Amen. Matthew 24, amen, 11, Jesus said that, and they was asking Jesus about the beginning, about the end time. Jesus said, first, there's going to be a lot of sorrow happening. You can see it now. There's a lot of sorrows that's happening, you know, regrets. Amen. And mistakes that we're making, and you're sorry you made that mistake. You regret that you made that mistake. Amen. And that's a common. This is common in the land. This is common in the land. Saved and unsaved. Amen. People making bad decisions, wrong decisions on the information that they have given you. So the false prophet is saying he giving out information because God is about information. Jesus is the word. He's about information. So the word of God came to give you information about God, about salvation, about God love, and about God take care of you. Amen. He began to say, let you know, amen, how God created in the beginning of the world. Amen. The word was there in everything, the trees, the stars, the moon, the earth, the water, amen, the atmosphere. You know, don't you know water, amen, water did not come from the earth. Water, amen, did come from the clouds. When God spoke, he said, let there be light. Amen. He spoke, and it was expansion, the water. So the water you get comes from the cloud. It's pure, amen, as it goes through the system, amen. But the system got a little contaminated down here. But anyway, water is good for the body, good for the soul, amen. And God, water agrees with the spirit of God, 1 John the 5th chapter, amen, I'm at the 7th and 8th verse, amen, water and creation, amen, God spoke and made all those creation he made, and the false prophets are coming and saying that God will not take care of his creation, he will not take care of you, he loves you, he cares for you, amen, but he's not provided for you. He's not provided for you. Amen. He got salvation. Amen. Some of them are attacking salvation, attacking. amen, that your faith, your belief in him, amen, is distorted. No such thing that a man can be reborn, amen, and no such thing that, amen, you're a child of God. That's why, you know, everybody being born, you're born in the natural, you are somebody's family. You take it on somebody's last name. God names, God and the name started with Adam and Eve. God told Adam, go name. So all this naming going on started with Adam and Eve. Amen. It brings distinction and it brings the differences. Amen. And qualify who was what and what's what. But God, amen, when he took you as his child in a spiritual birth, amen, he still provided for you, amen, in the natural, through communication and through getting the knowing that he cared for you. He cared for you. He's a gift from God. Amen. And the more you work at praying, the more you work at studying, you begin to trust him. You had to really trust him, and you really had to understand that he exists, because when he came into your life, you had some kind of information that somewhere you did believe. You did believe in him. And God knows that he said, Jesus made a parable about the mustard seed. Amen. If you take a little flower seed and put it in your hand, amen, it's smaller. Maybe you say, well, I don't know about a flower mustard seed. Maybe they say about peanuts. Maybe you need to know something about any kind of seed, sunflower seed. Amen. But all those mustard seed is real small, about a real small, amen, about the a pin. Just like the needle, the virus shots we're taking, amen, about the head of a needle, amen, the mustard seed, amen. He said if you can believe as much as a mustard seed, amen, you can talk to the mountains, amen, because you believe. And all things are possible. All things are possible to those that believe. Believe in God. Said that in Mark 9:23, amen. He said about unlimited blessing. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. We have to work on our belief, brethren. Work on your belief. Amen. You pray and the Holy Spirit begin to lead you and guide you. Amen. And begin to give you visions and dreams. And that's how God works. Amen. That's why the lady at the well, she was so puzzled. She was so, amen, astounded that he knew what he knew. She said, well, you don't belong down here. You belong up there in the mountain. You need to be up in the temple. Amen. But Jesus said, no. If you know who I was, and sometime today, amen, we forget that John 3:16, amen, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not go to waste, should not perish, should not go through destructions. Amen. Not only eternal life, but he that believeth, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Believing, you that same belief that you took for salvation. Let's take the salvation walk. Let's say when you hear about the life of God, amen, through his son came and the things that he did, and you can say, well, he had to be God, and I accept this message. Amen. That's the gospel. You accept the message, amen, of Jesus dying on the cross for your sins. Amen. You can let those burdens go towards, amen, the things that you know was wrong against your fellow man and things that you know you have done against God himself. Much as you know, amen, and willing to accept, amen, and you give God all of that through confession or prayer, amen, and be baptized in water, amen, for the renewing and for the removing. Amen. Acts 2:38. for the removing and for the renewing of your spirit, man. Amen. That's when you become a child of God. But you got to let it go. Let it go in the natural. And God automatically, you don't have to prep God of you. Amen. You love, accept him. Amen. Ask for forgiveness of all your sin. He'll do the rest. Amen. The trees that he made, amen, the seas in the air, the water, the moon, the stars, he made them and they still existed. Before you even born, they were still existing. Amen. And they're gone after we're all gone. God created them. Amen. So God so loved the world, and you can't rule out anybody. You can't separate people. Say, God don't like this one. God don't like that one. God like this one, but no, God don't like this one. God loved the whole world. He loved all his creations. He loved everything, but the ways, amen, man has been contaminated, amen, through false teaching, amen, of fallen angels. Amen. False information. There are some good professionals out there in every field, and there are some false professionals out there, and there are some out there, you know, that's out to get what all they can get. Amen. Money, power, authority, everything they can get. And you know that for yourself. There's some good people and people that's not accepted in anybody's circle. Amen. And they've been misled. They've been deceived. Jesus said they've been deceived. Amen. The enemy come to deceive. Amen. He come that they be destroyed. Amen. That's what the enemy came, that they can be destroyed. Amen. So we're getting ready now. We're going to go to the studio and open up the studio. Those that just been with us for the first time, amen. Those that have maybe have comments, amen, on what the message is about, amen. It's about life. But what have you heard about John 3:16? Amen. It talks about it. It is one of the we can say has been minimized gospel message. Amen. It's been condensed. Amen. But that's the message of God. Amen. But it's more involved in that because he wants you to have life. He wants you to have life. Amen. He wants you to have it. Amen. Jesus came that you should have life. Amen. God wants you to have life. Amen. He wants you to live forever. Then on this side of heaven is dealing with, amen, information. Information, the proper information. The enemy used bad information against Adam and Eve, and that's why the world is in trouble now. It brought disease, sickness, amen, killing and shooting and lying and stealing, all of those things, whatever God set up. The devil is against it, destroy mankind, but he cannot destroy man's soul. He want man to destroy himself. Man can destroy. You can destroy yourself if you have false information. False information. You can stop things here on earth for being successful here. Success, amen. Some people qualify success well, having enough money to buy what they want to buy, amen. Some of the, well, I've had my own place to eat and sleep, education, whatever you decide, whether it's successful for you. Amen. God came. Amen. He bought Jesus as a gift. He brought a gift. You can't buy it. It's a gift. But you have to believe it. You have to believe. Amen. It's a gift. Amen. Jesus is a gift. People can't, if people selling Jesus, it's not the real Jesus. Amen. In the New Testament, when the apostles was moving around, they had a false prophet called Bar-Jesus. Amen. 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 So there are many out there that saying that they are God. Not only that they are God, but they have the message, and they want you to follow their messages and their activities. Amen. But number one, We want to clarify, and you should clarify, you get it down in your spirit, your soul, amen, that you have life with God. You have that. You have eternal life. Then once you get, you know that he lives, and this is what the old Moses and, amen, all the old prophets, amen. One thing about it, amen, once they made contact, when God made contact with them, amen, it was no question that God was not alive, amen. The father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen, the God, amen. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Was when God spoke to Abraham, and God spoke to Noah. Amen. It was no more argument. It was no more a confusion when God spoke to them. He came to them. That's where salvation is. When God make that first contact with God, amen, it's over. About is he living or he's not living. Amen. Prayer would do that. Amen. Surrendering to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost would do that. Amen. And once you can confess with him and talk to him, amen, it's over about your salvation. In other words, he's alive. He's alive. Now all the brethren, the disciples that was walking with Jesus, amen, and talking with Jesus, they knew Jesus was alive. They saw him. They talked with him. Amen. Constantly. Those 3.5 years. They constantly talked with him and ate with him, and amen. They saw his teaching. They saw the, amen, the criticism. They saw, amen, the lawyers and all the rabbis tried to trick him, amen, to come against God's word, amen. All his whole prophets, all his whole purpose, amen, to come in and seek and to save that which is lost, amen. He discussed it. He talked with him, amen. And all during that time, you could say, with Adam and Eve, that they was with God. Adam and Eve, in the cool of the evening, God would come down in the garden and discuss things. Amen. And God respected them so. He told Adam and Eve, Adam, whatever animal you name or whatever problem you might have in management or discussion, because that's what he gave them. Amen. The whole management of the world, amen, the garden there, and he told them, amen, what they can do and different things. And he respected them so that whatever he said, that's a giraffe over there, my father, there's an elephant over there, my father, there's that. And he respected that and said, whatever you name it, it's name. Amen. So it's the same thing. Amen. God have respect for you that he will not overrun intelligence, your feeling, amen, the education you have. He will come in and make his fellowship with you, that you come to reality that he does exist and that he loves you and he cares for you. Amen. And that's his gift, eternal life. And once you get that eternal life with him, then you can move on. He give you the ability. He tell you, say, now, if you believe me, in whatever problem you encounter, ask me about it. Talk to me about it. Amen. And we're going to work it out. If you believe, all things are possible. If you believe, that's what it said. All things are possible if you believe. You believe the same belief that you had. Amen. So salvation, carry it over to your problems and your situations. The same thing. Say, Lord, I accept you, my salvation. Now, Lord, I do accept. Amen. You work this out for me. You work this out for me. All right, brethren. All right, we're in the studio now. We're coming down to the common studio. Amen. For wherever you might be. Amen. And you just come in, and we're, thank God for many of you that's in the studio now. If you have a comment or if you just want to continue to listen, amen, that's fine too. Or if you want to, in the future, go back to listen to this broadcast in entirety with someone else, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/ JCI Ministries, and you'll see Doctrine of Truth come up, Bishop Poole, and there are many other broadcasts we have done. You might be wanting to join them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. By a friend or cousin, amen, because faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And also other good testimonies people might have about how they take their beliefs. Amen. One of the examples sometimes I like to use that take that same, amen, worration or fear, whatever, then flip it over. Flip it over to the positive side. Amen. It's there. Amen. Just take it. And you say, you know what? I'm going to believe. The same emphasis, emotion, amen, or information that caused you to tremble and worry and can't sleep, flip it over. You know what, God? You got it. I'm going to believe. I'm going to trust you for it. I'm going to trust you for it. I'm going to turn it over to you and let you have it, explain it out as clear as possible as you can. Amen. About it. Amen. And give it to Jesus. Amen. Talk to him. He's alive. He's alive. God is alive. Jesus is alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. That's one of the points. Amen. About, amen, if you believe that he's alive. Believe that God is alive. Through his son, Jesus Christ, he's alive. Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. Amen. That is a part of the message. That's a part of the gospel. Amen. That he's alive and not dead, and that he rose from the dead. That's part of the gospel. That's what you heard. That God's alive, that he would take away all your sin, he would take away your troubles, and he'd be with you all the time. Amen. And that whatever you're going through, he's going through. Amen. Along with you have eternal life. So you got a double many benefit. But the biggest thing, that he's alive, he's with you, and he's walking with you, and he's going to take care of you. Amen. But you have to believe it. You have to believe it. That's what he wants you to believe. You have to believe it. Amen. Believe it. All right. Amen. There's a song we psalmist say, taste and see that the Lord is good. You got to give him something. Try a problem or situation and see, amen, that he's able to work it out for you. Don't let nobody know what it is. Amen. Let's see he'll work it out for you. Amen. He'll work it out for you. He'll work it out for you. He'll work it out. Amen. He'll clarify it. Amen, and begin to work it out. All right, now we're going to the phone line. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Stay on the line. If you have a comment or question, amen, a vision or a dream, amen, that you want to share with us today, tonight, wherever you might be listening, amen, you'll find, amen, we're so thankful because the Bible says a multitude of counselors, in the book of Proverbs, and the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. Amen. With so many people begin to share, Jesus said, out of my mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, let my word, whatever he said to you, let it be established. You can tell when you start reading and studying, amen, when people begin to come up to you or you can dream of hear something that nobody knows but you and God, and they begin to speak things, say things to you. Amen. That's your confirmation that God giving you life, God leading you in the right direction. Amen. Through communication. All right. John 3:16. We're discussing. Amen. And what is John 3:16 really about? Amen. You can see it. Sometimes you see it at games. You can see it at different witnessing groups, hand out flyers, It's the gospel. It's condensed. It's the gospel. It's saying that God is alive through the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you accept that, you have life. And, and through studying and learning to get to know about Christ, amen, he'll take you on further. He'll take you on further for taking care of you. He will not let you perish. Amen. Not only in this world, in the world to come, but also that perishing, amen, will not let you suffer, will not let you be poor, have no food, no clothing, because he wants to lead and guide you to get help or send somebody to get help, you get help. And the false teachers will say that God is not doing it. He's not doing it for you. Amen. They want you to go over to their God. If you go over to their God, you have to give up everything that you have. Amen. Naturally, and as well as your soul. And there's no confirmation, no comfort in that. Amen. You will feel no peace in your soul and your mind. You have to give up sometimes all your money, give up all your material things. Amen. And with God, you can tell when people coming after you, things coming after you, that you really do have God, because they can see the prosperity. They try to knock you down, but you're constantly getting up. Amen. Like things might be against you, but no, you're constantly being restored. Yes, being restored. All right, you can push one on your phone. I don't want to be taking up all your time. Somebody might have a question. Somebody have a comment. Somebody might have a song. Amen. A scripture. Amen. We had 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. You can push one on your phone. Amen. We're discussing, amen, eternal life. Amen. You can have life. Amen. Not only life in this world, amen, but life in the hereafter. Amen. The enemy always wants to bring in. If you really got eternal life and you really accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are, you might as well say you're about 80% of your belief, amen, you can use, amen, in this world. You say all things are possible if you believe in this world. Amen. You begin to trust God. Amen. You gave him your heart. You gave him your mind. You gave him everything you can think of. Amen. And he helped you to get eternal life through that same belief and that same purpose. Amen. In your heart, in your mind. Amen. That's faith. That's love. And God accepted that. Amen. Maybe you just thought you had enough, but he accepted that. Amen. Now you can use that same belief. Amen. And it grows as a mustard seed. It began to grow as a mustard seed. Amen. Jesus said that. He made a statement in Mark 11 and 20, talking about the fig tree. Amen. He told his disciples, because he saw the fig tree, amen, it didn't have any fruits on it. It looked like it had fruit. It looked like it should have been supplying food, but it didn't. And Jesus spoke to it. Amen. Because not only the word, but he gave you the word. He gave you the ability. Amen. But because of the fact, amen, we don't practice enough speaking to things. Well, after everybody see you stand out like the prophets of the world, false prophet, they want to be seen. They want to be heard. No, this is your individual God. Amen. He came into your life personally. Amen. You can pray to him personally. Amen. Your fellowship with him personally. And all of this personal information should build up a relationship with him to ensure that you know you got life. You got eternal life. That question is over. All right. We had 561. 5981.
God yes, bless good you. Evening, good evening. Good evening. Thank God for this lesson on tonight. John 3:16, for God so loved this world that he gave his only life to whosoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. And, you know, God sent his son, and as God was cremating, I mean, not cremating, as he was the world creating, sorry about that, creating this world, he intended it for us. But because of sin, God had created everything, the east, the ocean, the fire of the air, everything before he created Adam. But then he created Adam, then he created Eve. But it was because of sin that he sent his son, and no one could have died. He came down and died a horrible death. But he did it for us. God loved us that much until he sent his son. But it gave us a second chance. Yes, we have a second chance. And I love when in St. John the 14th chapter, when Jesus was about to leave and go back, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I will come again. And as believers, we must believe and hold on. God intended for us to enjoy this, what he had created. And it's up to us now. You want to live that everlasting life? We have that second chance. Now, we must make it in to heaven. Once we make it in, we will enjoy that what he intended for us to have from the beginning. And no man has never seen God. God is a spirit. And said those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So let us hold on, and let's hold on to the faith, and let us just keep serving God, because soon and very soon we go to see the King. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God came that we might have life. Life. Amen. And not only life, but have it more abundantly. And in that life, amen, it come preparation. How will it be? He created a tree, and the tree didn't have no seeds. Amen. Fruits and apples, we want to enjoy that. Because we couldn't enjoy any more fish. Amen. We couldn't enjoy any more collard greens and cornbread. And, amen. And all these other pizzas and things that you like. Amen. God created. He take care. He's able. Amen. But through communication, he's life. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. All right. Press one on your phone. Amen. That's in the other side of the picture. The world say, oh, you got to stay here because, amen, God missed something. He didn't give you everything. Amen. So you got to come to me. Come to me. Come to Buddha. Come to Yahweh. Come to all these other little gods. And the devil to throw all the information out there. But you got to stick to what you know. And once you made that contact, like God make a contact with you, like with Adam and Eve, amen, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. When God speak to you and he made that present known, he's still there. He's still there, but he's like a dog. Amen. He's still there. Amen. Amen. Press one on your phone, brethren. We're about to put the end to this broadcast, but we can take about two more callers. Amen. We're talking about what John 3:16 is really about. It's a synopsis of the gospel. It's a condensation of what the good story is about. Amen. But once you begin to dig into it, amen, like you go to the store and you buy your best food, amen, when you open it up, you begin to taste the seasoning in it. You begin to be involved with the aroma and the temperature of the food. The same thing about the gospel. When you begin to get involved with Christ and live in the Word, Begin to pray more and read more. Amen. That fellowship, that hunger. Begin to get that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. Begin to hunger. Then you can believe. See, like the gospel according to John, amen, it boils it down to all these beliefs that the things that he did in John. John said the things that this man done. Amen. Amen. If books was written, amen, you thought when books were written, the world could not hold it. But Jesus did more things, that he opened the blind eyes, crippled legs. No, he did some things when you, if you write a book, somebody, I said, well, I got a testimony, but I don't have time to tell it. But God did so many things out there for his believers. And you know it had to be God through his son, Jesus Christ. All right? All right, press one on your phone, brethren. Amen. Amen. What we're going to do, let's go into prayer. Amen. Press one. We're going to do a short prayer. We can take about three short prayers. Amen. For those that, amen, just coming into Christ, amen. All right, we're at 954, last four digits, 4485. In prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again, God, for tonight, God. We thank you for all the listeners on Blog Talk. Father, we pray, God, that you continue to watch over the listeners, God, that you continue to look, watch over Bishop Poole and the doctrine of truth. Father, God, as the word says, that God, that all things are possible through you today, God, and that you came to give us life today, God. Not only life, but you said life more abundantly. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us, God, and all the things that you will continue to do, Father. We pray that you continue to keep us safe, Father God, from those things seen as well as unseen. Help guide us and lead us. Direct our footsteps, Father. We thank you. We'll give you the glory and we give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right. We have another quick prayer. Another prayer. That's push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. 561-5981. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for another great session, dear God. Thank you for the teachers, dear God. Father, we ask you, God, to thank you for the listeners, oh God. Father, you know, God, you're the God of love. You're the God. You're the God. It's powerful. You're the God. You're the forgiving God. Lord, we know you're the jealous God. You're the just God also. You're also the healing God. Father, we just thank you because we know that you are an awesome God, Father. We just ask you, oh God, to continue to bless this radio station also, bless the man of God, Bishop Poole, your God, as we continue to listening in and learning a doctrine of truth, your God. Because, God, you are awesome. You are awesome. Once you can take a brown cow, put him in a field, feed him some green grass, and he can eat some white, produce some white milk, you're an awesome God. Father, we ask you, oh God, just continue to keep the faith of the people, keep the believers, keep lifting them up. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
God bless you. In the book of Matthew, in the book of John, I'm sorry, in the book of John, and the 21st chapter and the 25th verse, amen, the apostle John was right. He's in 25th verse. In 21, he said, and there are many other things that Jesus did, which, if they could be written, I suppose, the world could not contain the books which was written. He did some for you. He did some for you. He did some for you. He did some for you, too. He's alive, because he's alive and not dead. God bless you. Till next time. God is love.
Truth and a word.